Blog Talk Radio.
Wanted to be with, etc.
That's what it's all about. Called I'm Over You. It's very funky. It's very pop. And I wanted to tell everybody I have not abandoned my rock and roll roots. I think that the next EP or album, it will likely include a rock song. Okay? So I have a whole bunch of rock recordings I haven't released. Or a few. Whatever. So I will include a rock song. I may include another pop song and then a rock song with it. So I wanted to let you know that. But I definitely am a pop singer. And the emphasis on this song, I'm Over You, is about the message, you know, being positive. It's kind of like very similar to, you know, overcoming breakup songs, you know. Like I Will Survive or, you know, Move On, you know, rock songs, pop songs, country songs, any song that deals with overcoming a broken relationship. It was like a catharsis for me to release, to get over that situation. Because the truth is, it was an illusion about that relationship because that person wasn't right for me to be with anyway. And I had to write about it because it took years, because it was very painful, because it was a very deep situation. I'm sure every human being goes through that. And that's what it's all about. And past and present, it's just songs, some of the songs that I recorded and that I released to the public. And, you know, in the past, recent past, the last 5 years or 3 years, and a new song. So I hope you like it. It's not necessarily a greatest hits package, past and present. It's close to it, but the next one will probably be a greatest hits. I want you to listen to it. So I hope you like it. Any questions about my, any, you know, critique of songwriting, singing, whatever. It's just the way it is. I personally don't care about what people think about my singing or whatever. I, you know, some people say, whatever, I'm positive, I can sing. Doesn't matter what the critique is or whatever. It's just being positive. I never put down another artist, not publicly or, you know, I have opinions about things, but I have respect for other artists and other people's art form because it's so uniquely theirs. And because everyone is unique, and especially me, there's no judgment call. It can't be because it's 100% good. So I hope you like it. That's all I'm going to talk about. You know, I also want to talk about some other things about, again, the Twitter, where I've written a lot of stuff about issues related to what I'm doing and issues related to philosophy and so on. Again, that's just my expression. And I want to point out that I love all people. I hope that I haven't, people haven't seen the email or something that is taken out of context. I express myself very thoroughly, but I consistently say the same thing about open-mindedness and stuff because of my situation as being who I am and people not treating me or keeping me with an open mind. An open mind is prejudice and so on. So I don't want to go through that, but the thing is that we're all beautiful in our own way. And I feel that the art form that I made with Dove Knight, past, present, I hope you like it. It's yours. You can listen to it on Deezer. Hopefully you can listen to it on Spotify soon or iTunes. So there you have it. And if you want, you can send me an art form of albums, as I'll send you a copy of this album. Is at Dove Needs Love 22 Twitter. Again, everybody on Twitter, thank you for listening, whoever is listening. And remember this, as I always say, may all your dreams come true like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all. Good night from Dove Night.